I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News, where it is time for another edition of our award-winning history series, Saving Stories, with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment where we feature audio from the collection. Good day to you, Doug.
It's good to be here.
Earlier this week, we saw the passing of civil rights pioneer, one Vernon Jordan, who passed away at the age of 85.
Nunn Center has a 1964 interview with Vernon Jordan, conducted by Kentucky author and poet Robert Penn Warren. It was research for Warren's 1965 book, Who Speaks for the Negro? It was a project that also included interviews with Martin Luther King Jr., Malcolm X, James Baldwin, just to name a few.
As a matter of fact, we've used some of the audio from a lot of those interviews in previous shows.
This is a pretty special oral history collection. These were a series of interviews focused on trying to understand what was happening in the civil rights movement that was unfolding around them in 1964. So Vernon Jordan was born and raised in Atlanta, Georgia. He graduated from DePaul University in Indiana. He received his law degree from Howard University. Jordan was selected to head up the National Urban League. Later, he practiced law with one of the more powerful Washington, D.C. law firms. He was a mentor to many. He was an advisor to business leaders, as well as advising several presidents, most notably President Bill Clinton. This excerpt from the 1964 interview is Robert Penn Warren and Vernon Jordan having a philosophical discussion of the revolutionary aspects of the civil rights movement.
The revolution is a revolution fought, number one, not to take over, but it is a revolution.
That's one difference.
Yeah.
No liquidation, in other words.
That's right. That's right. But it's a revolution wherein you assume, or that you take unto yourself, not anything superior, not anything less than what is already given, but you assume it, you assume some equal stature, or equal recognition, or equal opportunity, or equal chance. This is not to say that you're going to hog the show, but this is to say that if two apples are being passed out, that you're going to get your two apples right alongside the next fella, and that because you are Negro, that you necessarily are limited to a half apple. And I think that this is what the revolution is about.
It doesn't aim for liquidation of a class or a group of people, only for a change of idea. Is that right?
A change of idea and a change of status. It is not a revolution geared to liquidate, as you use. And it's not a revolution that builds street barricades. It's not a revolution that's fought with arms. But it's a revolution, I think, that operates on a very human level, whereby you try to get people to do things on the basis that people are people. But I think that this thing is a matter of presently the white man being in the driver's seat and saying, gee and haw, pulling both reins, but here's a Negro who's saying, let me too get up here in the driver's seat, and let me have something to say about which way this horse is going to gee or which way he's going to haw.
That is the white man you are talking about misinterprets the whole movement, is that right?
That's right.
He doesn't understand the nature of it.
I think this is part of the true expressionist. I mean, he doesn't understand that when a Negro gains this right of first-class citizenship, he doesn't understand that when a Negro gains this, that he does not lose anything.
Right. There's that part right there.
Yeah,
he doesn't lose
anything. He doesn't lose anything. Because you can't lose that which you in a sense, don't have a right to exclusively.
That is, he does not conceive of the nature of this revolution.
Yeah, this revolution is not a coup.
It's not a power grab, put it that way.
That's right.
And Doug, unlike many of the interviews of Vernon Jordan that we've been hearing, especially this week, this one is of a much younger civil rights leader. And can we hear this online?
This interview, as well as all the other interviews in that oral history project, are available online at kentuckyoralhistory.org.
Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries has been our guest again on Saving Stories. Thanks again for your time.
Thanks for having me.